For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. You know, I had dinner with the police chief of Hartford, Connecticut last week. We were in a Italian restaurant up there, Carbone's, and tell you what, it was slightly reminiscent of a scene or two from The Godfather. But truthfully, I think it was a good opportunity for both of us to learn negotiating tactics and to learn about possibilities. The chief's name is Patrick J. Harnett. Seems like a decent fellow, and I've invited him to be a guest on the Cultural Baggage Show. We'll see if that can be worked out. But if he does come on the show, I don't think I'm going to give him the $1,200, because he wouldn't necessarily be there to defend the policy of drug prohibition. As you're aware, we offer $1,200 cash money to anyone who will come on the airwaves and allow me to blast them with both barrels about a stance that requires eternal drug war. This $1,200 is the DOT award, named after my recently deceased mother. After years of offering this amount, we've never had one taker. Cowards.
Let's talk seriously about drug legalization. Drug legalization advocates use misleading tactics in order to trick voters into forwarding their agenda. In Denver, ballot initiative I-100 would allow any citizen over 21 to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana. So the voters get a chance to shoot down another drug legalization initiative. What's the big deal, right? Well, the big deal is that the voters are being deceived with lies and misleading propaganda. Denver neighborhoods and street medians are now cluttered with illegally placed signs that say, "Vote yes on I-100," but make no mention of marijuana legalization. Other signs read, "Make Denver safer. Vote yes on I-100." Again, no mention of the marijuana free-for-all. The worst of the propaganda came in the form of a billboard that pictured a battered woman with a black eye, her abuser lurking in the background. The caption read, "Reduce family and community violence. Vote yes on I-100. And that's it. Is this what passes for truth? The people of Denver were outraged, and drug legalization advocates were forced to remove the billboard. The Denver Post, a paper that supports the legalization of marijuana, demanded its readers vote no on the initiative due to the dishonest nature of the campaign. Drug legalization advocates use lies and propaganda to mislead, misinform, and deceive you and your family into changing the very heart of our great American values. You cannot trust them. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Police Chief Harnett gave a speech up in Hartford. If you'd like to hear a portion of it, please visit drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.